In sports this morning, the Atlantic Boys tennis doubles team of Grant Plahetsky and Cooper McDermott finished eighth in the Class 1A state tournament at Burns Park in Waterloo on Friday and Saturday. The duo won two of three matches on Friday. They defeated Gannon Courtright and Navin Martin of Fairfield 6-2, 6-0 in the first round, then lost to Kyle Merrick and Jake Thompson of the Mars in the second round 7-5, 6-1. They then won a consolation match to move on to day two, which was Saturday, with a 6-0, 4-6, 10-5 in the tiebreaker over Mark Mosher and Brody Escher of Ballard. On day two, Bohatsky and McDermott lost to Mason Hulse and Corin Waffle of Boone 6-4, 5-7, 1-0 in the consolation semifinals. That moved them into seventh place match, where they fell to Alex Hendricks and Ryan Jasper of Cedar Rapids Xavier 6-1, 6-0. That result left Bohatsky and McDermott with an eighth-place medal on their successful season. You can find the links to the rest of the tennis state 1A and 2A golf results on the sports page at KJAN.com. In college baseball, Drake Robison held Northwestern to one run in seven innings. Jake Adams homered twice, and Iowa won the Big Ten tournament for the first time with a 13-4 victory over Northwestern on Sunday. The fifth-seed Hawkeyes earned the Big Ten's automatic NCAA bid and will make their second appearance in the national tournament in 3 years. Robison, a 4-2 as a senior, used mostly as a reliever, limited seventh-seeded Northwestern to four hits and struck out six in the longest outing of his career. Adams homered in the seventh and eighth innings to increase his total to 27, tied with Morehead State's Nico Holzheiser for the national lead. Freshman Matt Gannon didn't make it out of the first inning as Iowa took a 5-0 lead. Northwestern won eight of its last 10 and finished with 12 more wins than a year ago. And incoming recruits may accomplish a rare feat for the Iowa football program next season. Radio Iowa's Todd Kim explains.
Long known as a developmental program, true freshmen rarely get on the field for the Hawkeyes, especially along the line of scrimmage. A.J. Epinesa, though, is not just another incoming player. The Edwardsville, Illinois product was considered one of the nation's top high school defensive ends this past season and is a rare five-star get for the Hawkeyes. He may get on the field early, according to Iowa defensive line coach Reese Morgan.
In the back of your mind when you talk to people, I think he's such a unique athlete from a physical standpoint, and his maturity level is pretty strong. So does he have the ability? You know, we'll find out for sure in August, but we certainly think he does. And will there be an opportunity? You know, we're going to, you know, when he reports, as the others report, whoever the best players are going to play will play.
It's rare, but it has happened before. Current Green Bay Packer tackle Brian Bulaga played as a true freshman for the Hawkeyes in 2007. He became a starter by midseason.
And Coach Reese Morgan says that A.J. Epinesa is a rare talent who could see some early playing time.
Very few times does a true freshman play on either side of the ball. You know, I've got a chance to work at both sides. It's just so physically challenging, but I think he is one exceptional athlete that would have the ability and I think the mental attitude to do that.
Epinesa joins a defensive line that has some holes to fill off last year's team that finished 8-5.
We'd really like to be able to play a lot of guys, and especially this year we're going to be a little bit young inside at the tackle position. We're going to be young in terms of the players that we have, and probably not as have the size and the girth that we've had before with the seniors are graduating. So we're going to have to play a few more guys inside and so forth.
Elsewhere in sports, a little history was made at the Brickyard on Sunday. Takuma Sato became the first Japanese winner of the Indy 500 as he denied Helio Castroneves a record-tying fourth victory. Castroneves briefly took the lead in the closing laps, but couldn't make it stick. Sato grabbed it back and gave Andretti Autosports its second consecutive win at the Brickyard. The margin of victory was just over 0.2 seconds. And served as a redemption for Sato, who crashed while trying to defeat Dario Franchitti on the final lap of the 2012 race. Ed Jones finished third Sunday, followed by Max Chilton and Tony Kanaan. It was only the second IndyCar victory for Sato, who won driving for A.J. Foyt at Long Beach in 2013. Sato is a regular driver on the Formula One circuit. An Andretti driver has now won 500 three times in the last 4 years, and five times since the late Dan Weldon captured the 2005 race. Fernando Alonso had a spectacular race before falling victim to his engine late in the race. Pole sitter Scott Dixon suffered an ankle injury in a spectacular crash, one of several wrecks that left just 19 cars on the track toward the end of the race. A late gamble allowed Austin Dillon to win NASCAR's longest race, the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Dillon finished ahead of Kyle Busch after staying out inside instead of the pitting lane of the race. It was the Dillon's first NASCAR Cup victory and returned the iconic number 3 Chevy to victory lane. Defending champion Martin Truex Jr. was third after leading 233 of 400 laps. Truex won the second stage shortly after a restart following a 100-minute rain delay. Busch took the first stage and Denny Hamlin captured the third. Jimmy Johnson was looking for a record-tying fifth Coca-Cola 600 win, but he ran out of gas while leading with two laps remaining. In baseball, German Marquez pitched into the sixth inning. Gerardo Parra hit a three-run homer, and the Colorado Rockies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-4 Sunday. Marquez allowed two runs and eight hits in 5 2/3 innings. He went 4-for-1 in May to help the Rockies' rookie starters finish 12-3 for the month, and the most wins by rookie starting pitchers since Oakland got 11 in September of 2009, at least that's according to Elias Sports Bureau. Parra finished with three hits as the Rockies won the series for the 12th time this season. They've dropped two and split two others. Up next for the Cardinals, meanwhile, is the L.A. Dodgers. We'll have pregame coverage of that first round set this afternoon on KJAN beginning at 12:20, with the first pitch slated for 1:15. Jason Kipnis went 4-for-4 with a home run and two RBIs. Josh Tomlin pitched his first complete game in 2 years, and the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 10-1 on Sunday. Kipnis, who reached in each of his five plate appearances, hit an RBI single in the third and a solo homer in the seventh. Austin Jackson drove in three runs for Cleveland, and Carlos Santana, the baseball player, not the musician, hit three hits and two RBIs. Michael Brantley and Jose Ramirez also had three hits apiece. Tomlin tossed a six-hitter for his first win since April the 30th. Also in baseball news, Cody Bellinger and Kiki Hernandez clubbed three-run homers as the Dodgers thumped the Cubs 9-4 to complete a three-game sweep of the World Series champs. John Lester and Clayton Kershaw were rocked for 10 runs and 18 hits, and they combined 7 2/3 innings of their first career matchup. Kershaw failed to get out of the fifth inning despite being staked to an early 6-1 lead. And that is a check of sports for this hour here on KJAN. Our report brought to you by Denner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Denner difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.